afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of 97.5 Studentenberg Radio Dusseldorf. This is your host, Liliana. And today we're going to be talking about the daily struggles of foreign students in Germany and those of German students abroad. Our special guests today are Sylvia from Bulgaria.
Hi, guys.
And Nina from Germany.
Hi, guys.
I myself, being a foreign student in Germany, have plenty of anecdotes to write a book on myself. But you've also spent some time abroad, right, Nina?
Yes, Lily, that's right. I spent 2 years in England, where I went to school in sixth form. And during my time there, I made lots of great memories and experiences. And now that I'm back in Germany, I'm studying English and history here at Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf.
Ooh, nice. What about you, Sylvia?
Well, I'm also studying at the Heinrich Heine University, and I'm actually being a student abroad right now, as I come from Bulgaria, as you said. I study linguistics because I love languages. Yo!
Well, as you guys know, language is always a big factor when you're in another country. And during my time in England, I had a few miscommunications myself, especially at the beginning. So during my first week in school, I asked the girl sitting next to me if she had a killer. You should have seen her face. She just looked at me as if I was completely crazy. And yes, what I meant was an ink eraser. So that was just so
awkward.
Embarrassing. Yes, definitely.
I have a very similar story. I was doing my au pair in Bavaria and I did not know the German language as I should have. And I, of course, was in the most Bavarian place possible. My au pair father would always answer his phone with Christi, Christi. And coincidentally, he always answered his phone. He was alone or his wife was not around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Christi, Christi. And months afterwards, I realized he was not cheating on his wife, as I had thought the entire time. This was just the most Bavarian way of answering your phone.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. But Sylvia, you have a very similar story, don't you?
Well, kinda. I once had to deal with a typical German bureaucratic institution, and the woman there asked me if I was religious, as in what religion I have. But since I had just come to Germany, I wasn't really used to the ways people speak here, so I didn't really get what she was saying. The word I understood was region, and I started searching through my documents to find out where I live, because I still didn't know. So the woman looked at me in a strange way, and she was like, why are you searching there? Do you have a religion or not? And I was like, oh, religion, you mean? I felt so stupid, guys. It was so embarrassing, really. Oh. But it
doesn't know the religion. Yeah, definitely. Language is not the only problem students face abroad in their daily lives. Most of us miss something from our home country, right, girls?
Yeah, I would say food. It's like back home, the food tastes so good. You go to the shop and you buy or you have them at home, like some vegetables for yourself. Yeah, I mean, like you have them in your garden. That's what I mean, home. So you go to the shop and you buy some vegetables and you get back home and you fix your salad and you're like eating it and thinking, oh, there are tomatoes and other stuff. But the only thing you taste is plastic or nothing at all. I mean, like,
not even water. Plastic.
Yeah, it's just
water.
I've had better plastic before.
Yeah, it's just not delicious.
Yeah, I had a similar experience in England, but with bread. It isn't that it tasted bad. It's just everything, literally everything, just tasted like white bread. It was squishy and soft. So I bought some supposedly fresh French baguette. To get something which was similar to our crunchy German bread. So I was on my way home when this fresh baguette just bent in half because it was just so elastic. So it wasn't as crunchy as it looked like.
Ooh. So yeah, guys, be careful with the Germans and their standards of bread. I have to give them some credit. my standards on bread have gone pretty damn high now that I live in Germany too. Yeah, with that said, I'd like to encourage everybody to do a couple of months, a semester, a year abroad. Hey, leave. And it doesn't matter how embarrassing, how pathetic, or how sorry you look. It's always about the great experiences you have and these little things that make us a better person. So, with that said, thanks for listening, and until next time.
Thank you, guys.
Adios.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.